famously claimed that the reason why the Chumash in two separate accounts has a tochacha, once in the end of Vayikra Parshat Chukosai and once over here in Parshat Kitzavo, the reason why you need two tochachas is because historically, twice were the Jews sent into Galut. There are those who imply from this Ramban and maybe other places that there will not be a third Galut. There cannot be a third Galut. Leave that aside. If anyone's interested, Schechter has that written up in one of his articles. I think in Beatzon he has it. Automatically, when Hashem brings it back the third time, will it, without a doubt, lead to the Gula Shleim or no? It depends upon our actions, like everything else in the world. I think yes, I'm written up like that. I'm not sure. But the Ramban writes there, the Tochacha happened twice. The first Tochacha, the one in Vayikra, is alluding to, is referring to a particular event that occurred in Bais Rishon. And when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and those who know history and those who know the Pesukim well, which are very two big assumptions, can link them together, the Ramban does. However, says the Ramban, in our Parsha, Parsha's Kisavo, the Tochacha is not referring to Bais Rishon, but rather Bais Sheni. And again, you could link up all the historical pieces. Take a look at the Ramban inside if you want to hear his linkages. I wanted to end on a small little nakuta to this Ramban. If you notice, in Vayikra, immediately after the Tochacha is the very famous pasuk, Zecharti es bris Yaakov, Vav es bris Yitzchak, Vav es bris Yavram, Ezkor, the Haaretz Ezkor, Hashem says, I'll remember the covenant I made with the Avos, I'll remember Eretz Yisrael, and I'll remember to bring you back. Rashi points out, why Dafka Yaakov first? Okay, it's a famous part. I'll tell it to you briefly before I get back to, I'll sidetrack for a second before I get back to what I'm talking about. Yaakov, first it's Yaakov because, at least B'schos Yaakov, but not the B'schos Yitzchak, but not B'schos Abraham. Rashi stops right there. For the same way, for Eim HaBan Mismecha writes, and if I don't remember that, then at least Eretz Yisrael I'll bring you back for. That's the minimum B'schos Avos. That really reflects an entire idea about B'schos Avos. And Eretz Yisrael, B'schos Eretz Yisrael and B'schos Avos, it's all like one category, which begs the question, why? I'll briefly discuss it before I get back to what I'm going to. I realize I'm on a side tangent for a second. There's a pshat I suggest about Mordechai Miller, who was one of the rabbanim from the yeshiva in England. Gateshead, yeshiva in northern England. He was one of the rabbanim. Tremendous Baal Hashkafa. He said a beautiful idea. He says, Zchus Avos. We never ask for Zchus Avos for Parnassa. We never ask for Zchus Avos for Refuah Shleima for sick people. We only ask for Zchus Avos to return us to Eretz Yisrael and allow us to fulfill our mission because we're the children of the Avos and they paved the way. We ask Hashem to allow us to bring our potential to fruition, to fulfill our mission in the world because you gave us this mission because we're the children of the Avos. Therefore, Zchus Avos allow us to continue. It's not stam an inside a VIP card to a special country club. It's a request because you made a contract, signed a covenant with us in which we would be able to do, impact, and improve and change the world. Because we're the bonim of the Avos, therefore the Zchus Avos allow us to do that. In any event, immediately after the Zchus Avos, the Zchus Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, it's immediately after the Tochacha, right there. However, if you look over here, the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Kisavo, there's no immediate Nechama. There's no immediate, I'll remember you guys, I'll bring you back. The best you have is a few Parshios later after the story of Tshuva, Ki HaMitzvah Zos, Charnochi Mitzav Chayim Lo Neflesi Mechav Lo Rechoka, after you have the story of that, a little Parsha of Tshuva, then God says, I'll bring you back, U'mal Hashem Et Levavcha, Vez Levav Zerach, I'll bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. And Lechara, based upon this Ramban, if the Torah is alluding to a historical event, maybe one can argue that after Galus Bais Rishon, there was an immediate redemption. Hashem brought us immediately back to Eretz Yisrael. But the second Tochacha, which represents and describes the second Galus, the Geula is much further away. The Geula is hidden. You don't see it immediately. You have to really look. You have to find it. You have to wait patiently for it. L'chora, that patience is required today. It's reflected already in the Animamim, Be'emuna Shalema. We say, V'yafal pi she'yis v'meya, may take time. Still a chakila. Doesn't automatically come, doesn't happen overnight. Redemption to the world, accomplishing a world agenda, world order, fulfilling our mission to the world takes time. It requires patience. Very often people are impatient. The whole We Want Mashiach Now movement is true, that's what we want it. But on the other hand, it requires a certain element of patience as well. And the potential downside with Chabad's We Want Mashiach Now movement is you're convinced that your Rebbe is Mashiach, which I believe at the time he had certain potential to be. But now that he's dead, you have to realize we're going to continue waiting and not crown Mashiach. I was by Rav Sheshar's house numerous times. Rav Sheshar, we'll take you guys up to Kiva. Rav Sheshar lives in the Arab border, the Muslim border, all the way down his wall. The backyard is the wall of the Muslim border. Of the old city, rather. It's a fascinating. He's got a little chutzner. He moved into this. Every one of his neighbors is an Arab. The one down this way is an Arab. This way, everything's an Arab. So everyone's always interested. What's your relationship with them? Do you borrow their brown sugar? If you run out, what do you do? He says he doesn't, but he would. He happens to have a better relationship with the Makolik guy down the thing, and he borrows on credit. They got a wonderful, he's like, all the neighbors who know me, we're all good friends. It's the ones who I don't know so well who give us trouble. He said 30 years ago he moved in. And Rav Avinair came to his house and spoke there. And Rav Avinair said, we're buying back houses in Yerushalayim one at a time. It's a slow process. It's not immediate gratification, but l'fi ha'cheshbon sheli, like he speaks in a very high voice, according to my cheshbon, he said, within 300 years we should have every house. Okay, I don't know, if it made this cheshbon, it seems like a lot, I don't know exactly what. Similarly, in the Christian quarter, there's a building called Na'ot David, where they rented it, Jews bought, didn't buy it, they rented it for 200 years, for $6 million. It's incredibly cheap. It comes out to like, I don't know, $1,500 a month. And it's a base medrash, it's a shul, and it houses 10 families. It's like a joke. And I asked him, like, what's the plan after that? I'm like, plan after that? 200 years. I know it's a process, but Mashiach will be here. Hopefully they're right. You look around the world, and this mindset, certainly of the religious Zionistic community, but even amongst the non-religious Zionistic community, is that we're building towards incredible times. We're building towards fascinating things. There's a major machlokus in Mepharshim, how Mashiach's going to come, how the Geula's going to come. According to Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkot, of the amazing Mikdash that falls right out of the sky. Okay, you guys are facing me, but I'm facing the window. I'm going to get front row seats if it happens during Shear time. Like, this is, you know, prime real estate. Well, according to the Rambam, it's a different approach. According to the Rambam, the way we'll know someone's Mashiach is when he builds the Beis HaMikdash before he dies. I once heard a Talmud answer of Nemetzal, Rebbe, why don't we build the Beis HaMikdash? And Nemetzal responded by saying, if you build it, I'll support you. Very mundane, normal way. The Rambam says you don't need super miracles. Mashiach doesn't have to be a Navi. Mashiach's going to die at the end of his life. He will not do. There will not be a lion and a lamb literally walking next to each other. The whole thing's, you know, allegorical, non-literal, not to be taken on a simple level. It means that there'll be peace in the world. Certainly, according to this Rambam's approach, if you look around at the world we live in, there's a chance we're building towards something fantastic. You look at 1948, there were four Sirius Yeshivas in the country. Today, you can't look out any single window in this building without finding four Sirius Yeshivas. There are probably more Jews learning in the Old City today than were all of Israel in 1948. The amount of Shmiras Shabbos has increased tremendously. It's difficult to come up with an exact number, something like 30, 35, 40%. And it's growing. not just the Tzioni world, the Haredi world, the whole world, the Haredi world doubles every 12 to 14 years. It's an incredible thing. Something like 80-90% of people, 90% of people go to shul or have some affiliation with Yom Kippur. Like 65% of Israelis make Kiddush every Shabbos. Am Yisrael is moving in a fascinatingly quick pace religiously. And not just religiously, look at the economy. When I was a kid, the Israeli economy was a joke. You have to be poor. The joke I grew up with is if you want to make a small fortune in Israel, come with a big one. It's not true anymore. You look at the cars that drive on the street, you already see changes. You look at the salaries, you look at what Israel is producing in terms of economically, you look at, you read Startup Nation, every other statistic, it blows you away one more than the next. Israel in the last 15 years has produced more startup countries than England, than France, than Germany, than Belgium, than Spain, than Portugal, than all of them put together, than all of Europe. It's mind-blowing. Israel's got 6 million Jews just under. England has 60 million people, and France is bigger. When I was a little kid, we used to joke around about Israeli technology, Israeli medicine. You know, you don't want to go to the Israeli doctor, you want a doctor who speaks English. You cannot walk around to a serious medical clinic or hospital in America without finding equipment with Hebrew writing on it. I have a good friend who's a lawyer who has a patent lawyer, and he sells his products from English Hebrew, sends products over to America. He goes, every 2 weeks, it's not just Waze. Every 2 weeks, there's another Israeli technology that got sent over, another this, another that, cell phones here and there. He told me a few years ago, like in the last 6 months, I myself brokered, I think it was something like $500 million in Israeli technology, his company, Israeli technology that got shipped over to America. Why is this important? It could be the way the Geula comes, is when Am Yisrael keeps mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael and leads the world. And the world says, wow, what's their secret to success? As the world often asks, why are countries the way they are? You look at Iran, people say it's captured by Islamic fundamentalism. You look at America, it's captured by democracy, capitalism, freedom. You look at Western Europe, it's captured by a much more liberal version of it. What does Israel represent? It could be we're building towards representing a successful nation, and if it's from, it'll be God's successful nation. The time period we're living in is very exciting. And on one hand, Afal Pisha, yes, it may take a long time, and the Gula may come slowly, and you may not see it unraveling. There's a beautiful verse that one of Rav Kook's Talmud, Rav David Cohen, said. He was a Nazir. He's the last Nazir, probably in the last five, the only Nazir in the last 500 years, probably. But he was a Nazir. They call him the Nazir. So Nazir said the following bar, the same tefillah every day, v'sechezena imeinu, v'shuv kol tzion barachna. We ask God to what? Not return his Shechina to Yerushalayim. That he will do. We ask God, we want to see it. Said the Nazir, there are two people in the world, those who see it and those who are blinded by it. Those who see the Geula unraveling, those who see history unwinding in front of their eyes, those who see HaKadosh Baruch Hu slowly returning to Tzion, versus those who don't. We daven to be part of the ones who see Hashem returning. You look around at the world today, I can't promise you that's what it is. I'm not a Navi, I don't know for sure. I don't claim to have any particularly uniquely metaphysical, insightful, I don't know what, miraculous, spiritual view of the world. But you look around the world and there's a good chance we're returning home. 65 years ago, there were 600,000 Jews in Israel. Magically the same number as the Tzitzit Zion. Today we're at almost 50% of world Jewry in Israel. Am I sure that's Kibbutz Galus? I have no idea. But there's a chance. It's a miraculous event, Kibbutz Galus. When the Nevi'im had predicted it, it was unprecedented in world history. Never had a nation been exiled and returned, certainly not after such a long time. Yet it comes up over 40 times in the Nevi'im, for the Nevi'im say we're returning. If you'd be living 70 years ago, under Nazi reign, and you were told 15 years from now, 5 years from now, You were told 70 years from now you'll have a grandchild who's going to wear an Israeli uniform. You were told 5 years from now Jews are going to return back to Israel. Things that you wouldn't know to cry because he's teasing you and just joking, or to cry because he's serious and you have tears, but you would cry. Slowly but surely, and you don't know for sure, but very possibly, nationally we're building towards something great. Klal Yisrael may. You got to be cautious because history tells us you want to believe too quickly in Mashiach, you end up believing in crazy things. Shabbat Tzvi is the best example. The Bava Tzvi is significantly different, but close enough. And I guess before that, maybe even Jesus. He's in a different category than either one of those two. So on one hand, you got to be cautious, but on the other hand, you have to keep your eyes open. On one hand, you have to know not to want it to the point where you're forcing something upon something that's not really there. On the other hand, you have to keep your eyes open and dream. Because the second gullus ends in a much more subtle, hidden, slow process. And it could be the times we're living in are exactly those. It could be we're living in fascinating, inspiring times. And just to conclude, Bismach Lokas as to whether or not Mashiach is going to come geherifying, miraculously, and supernaturally versus it's going to be a slow, mundane process is probably also heavily debated amongst the Haredim versus Zionim today. The Haredim believe it's our job to wait. Mashiach will come. If you want to see the most strong, heart-wrenching, ruthless interpretation, the Sefer Rebbe has a sefer called the Yoel Moshe, in which he writes, if anyone wants to go to Eli Walter, he's got all the most harif pieces photocopied. It makes you cry to read. And then Sioni disagree. You want to see a strong version of the Sioni stuff? Take a look at Eilu Banu Smecha. Equally strong, equally harif, equally biting. I have no idea who's right. I have Yusef Mashiach, he wore a strimal, a hat, kippah tzrugah. As long as he comes in and brings Gula, I'm happy. However, I'll add one, this is my final point. You don't know which way Mashiach is going to come. Be open, be mitzapel l'geula in all single, every single way you can. However, if the Tzion Maron, if the Rambam's approach is right, and it's our job to help bring it, one of the questions we should be asking ourselves is, how do we do that? Part of the answer is cautiously, but the other hand is progressively. How do we help bring our national dream to fruition? What can I do? What contribution can I make to Klal Yisrael to help bring the world to perfection that we believe it could get to help bring the Gula, to help further the process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to this opinion, wants us to help further? Have a chance.